Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am super excited to be here as always. I love chatting with you guys, and sometimes I really wish we could do it in person. Actually, a lot of the time I wish we could do it in person so that we could all just chat and have a really fun conversation. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. Actually, first, before we do, I want to share with you something super exciting. I created a free hypnosis track. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, in case you did not know. So I created a free hypnosis for you. It is available to download. I'll leave all the links in my bio. God, all the links in the description. So you can jump right in there and get access to that. And what this hypnosis is to open up to manifestation and increase your manifesting powers. Now, this hypnosis is so, so cool. We go into your subconscious mind. I'm going to limit the amount of like technical terms I use so that you guys can actually understand. I feel like sometimes as a practitioner and being trained in all these things, I can use like big words that I understand, obviously, because I've been trained in this stuff, but like obviously not everyone gets. So we go into your mind and we ask it questions. We do some things. We ask it questions. We get it to show us answers. And then we really get you manifesting on autopilot. And I'm actually going to talk a little bit about affirmations and a bit about hypnosis in the episode. So I'll save it for then. But jump in, download the track. Obviously, don't listen to it if you are cooking, watching children, operating machinery, driving, or whatever. This is like something that you need to do when you have the time to do it. It takes only 20 minutes. Do it once or twice a day, every day, and like let me know of the shifts. Like, I know that there are going to be huge shifts when you listen to this track. And yeah, it's super, super good. I loved recording. I love sharing this stuff with you guys. So that is what I wanted to share with you first. Now let's get into today's actual episode. By the way, also, I have a cup of tea with me, so I possibly will be drinking that as we're talking. And you guys should know by now, I don't really edit my podcasts too much. Okay, and one last thing, just while I'm on the topic, Pearl the dog is sleeping in the room here with me, and she snores a little bit sometimes. So if you hear snoring, it is the dog that is behind me. She might not like be asleep still now because I'm talking really loud. But anyway, so let's get into today's episode. A couple of things that I wanted to chat about today because they all felt really, really important. And like stuff that I wanted to share with you guys. So the first thing here is that I want to talk about with you guys is being ready for something. And as you can probably tell from the title of the episode, is being ready stopping you from receiving? Now, I'm going to give you a bit of a background to this. So I have a friend, you guys have heard of her. Her name is Michaela. We voice note all day, every day. I'm pretty sure I probably have a voice note on my phone from her right now. And we always talk about life stuff, business stuff, all the things. And this has been going on for me for a while. Like, I'm obviously moving forward in my business, up-leveling, doing bigger things, etc., having bigger goals. And I've spoken about this before, I'm sure, in another context. But I kept on saying, I'm so ready. And I've been saying that for such a long time. Like, I'm so ready for that next level. I'm so ready to achieve this big goal. I'm so ready. And it wasn't until like a little while ago, I was voice noting with Michaela, telling her this. And then all of a sudden she voice notes me back and she's like, "You need to stop saying you're ready." And I was like, Oh my God, I did not even realize that's what I was doing. Now, the problem here is that when you're in the energy of being ready, that is where you are. You're in the energy of being ready, which is not the energy of experiencing or receiving. It's the energy of being ready. So it's almost like you're at the door and you're about to start knocking on it, like your hand is up. This is the visualization, the image that I have in my head when I think about this, when I think about being ready. I am in front of a door and my hand is up just getting ready to knock, but it's not knocking, it's not opening the door, it's not walking through, it's just standing on the other side, kind of like just waiting, doing nothing. So that is really why I wanted to talk to you about this, because this, after it was brought to my conscious awareness that I was kind of being ready, I noticed I was saying it about so many things all the time. I noticed my brain would automatically default to saying, I'm ready for this, I'm ready for this, I'm ready for this to change, I'm ready for this to happen, like in all aspects of my life, like personal, business, whatever. So it's been a real conscious effort to change that. So I want you to start taking note of, let's say, goals you have, you want to achieve, anything that you want to move forward with. Is there anywhere, like, so something that you're not achieving yet, something that you have, a goal that you want to achieve, something that you want to do that you haven't achieved, but you feel like you've been working towards it and like you're taking the action and you're doing the things. Is there any part of that process where you're in the wrong energy or like not in the energy of receiving? I'm pretty sure I did a podcast episode on receiving, or maybe it was a blog post, whatever it is, I'll find it and put it in the show notes as well. But yeah, so if you're in the wrong energy, if you're not in the receiving energy, okay, I don't really like using the term wrong, but if you're not in the receiving energy, then you can't receive it. It can't come to you. So it's already there. So in my mind, when I'm visualizing this door I'm about to walk through, like whatever is on the other side is already there. It's like I'm right in front of it. I just haven't moved through to that other side yet. So in your life, if there's something that you feel like you've been really working towards for a long time, I want you to put the reason that you think you're not there aside for a minute. So if you think that you're not there because of whatever reason, it's not time, or it's let's say your fear, or because something hasn't occurred yet, or you need something else to happen first, or whatever, take it a little deeper than that. Just take it one step deeper than that and ask yourself, honestly, is there something that you're doing or saying that's keeping you in the energy of 1, 2, 3 steps away from that? Is there anything that you're repeating in your mind? So mine became kind of an affirmation, which then became a belief and blah, 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 or whatever the other way around, whatever way you want to think about it. But I was like speaking that into existence and I was keeping myself there, just saying, I'm so ready. Oh my God, I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. And then when it was brought to my conscious awareness, I was able to shift out of that shift. I decided to shift out of that. Only way that I did this, and the easiest way to do that, is one, to just decide that that's not what it is anymore. Like, okay, actually, let's go back a step. So I had to be consciously aware of all of the things that I was saying, catch myself every time I said it. Like, I made it a mission to catch myself. It was like really, really important to me to catch myself whenever I'm saying I'm ready to switch it immediately. So instead of saying I'm ready, I'm saying I'm already there. I'm there. It's happened. It has happened. Thank you that it has happened. I'm so grateful that it happened. It feels so good that I've achieved this thing. It feels so good that I'm on the other side. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be experiencing all of this. instead of, so that's the energy of receiving. That's the energy of experiencing. I was just putting myself there. And it just starts at first with those affirmations, with those things. And we'll get a bit more into affirmations in just a second. But that's the first step. And after that, then it becomes a lot easier and you can tap into the actual feelings of being there once you've done the work around the energy stuff. I have a masterclass on energy. It's called Energetic Revelation, which you can find via my website, which is really, really great for tapping into the energy of receiving and like raising your vibe when you feel not great, but also aligning with the energy of what it is you desire. So that is really helpful for this step here. And it becomes a lot easier when you're consciously aware of what's actually happening. You're choosing to change it. You're deciding to get to the other side. And then you're tapping into the energy, which is creating the shifts. So now I just decide that all the things have shifted. And I actually, funnily enough, had a voice note with Michaela the other night. And I was like, it kind of just started all coming out of me. And I was just saying, like, anything that needs to switch or shift internally has already shifted. Like, I don't believe in waiting for things to flow into my life so much. And I don't want to say that I hustle, but like, I just decide that it's already done. Like I decide that it's already happened and that's it. I go out and get what I want. I don't wait for stuff to flow to me just by feeling good. Like that is a waste of time, to be honest. I don't like, and I have a lot of my clients and a lot of the things that people say to me is like, I feel like I'm wasting time. I feel like everyone else is ahead of me. I feel like I've wasted all this time and like, I just want to change that. So I totally get that. And I'm exactly the same. Like, I don't believe in just waiting around for stuff to flow. I don't force things. It's a different energy forcing and actually like making the shift happen right now. So that's what I do. I decide the shift has happened and I can say, you can say it out loud. You can say it to yourself. Whatever you need to do is, excuse me, I literally just said any internal shifts that are required for me to get to that next level happen right now. They have happened in all time, space, and dimension. And then I say anything that needs to shift in externally to me has already happened in all time, space, and dimension. And I just decide it's already shifted. And I find that I have the best results from this when I do it in a meditation because I can really, really feel into that energy of being like, yes, it has shifted. It has shifted. And sometimes what I also like to do is imagine sparkles or like glitter or a light just coming down over my whole body and washing over my whole body. And that's just symbolizing to my subconscious mind because our subconscious mind works in symbols and images. And so this is that. I am symbolizing to my subconscious mind that the shifts have happened. Because when you think about it, so say you have a goal for 6 months' time and you really want to achieve that goal and you're working towards it, you already have everything inside of you that you're going to have inside of you in 6 months. Like nothing is going to be added. Nothing is going to be taken away so much. It's just decisions to think differently, really, is all it is. Like that, and I know you like some light bulbs are clicking right now. I can hear and feel them. I can feel the people shifting when I say this right now. But the person you are now and the person you're going to be in 6 months, the only difference is going to be the way you think, the things you believe. And then that will lead to different actions. So it's not the actions that come first that are going to cause the internal shifts. It's the internal shifts that will then produce different actions and different outcomes. So when we think about that, if you already have everything inside you right now that you're going to have inside you in 6 months when you are the person that has achieved those goals, you can decide that all of the shifts that need to occur in order for you to get to that next level self, that believe all the beliefs and like release the negative beliefs, all of that, you can decide it's happened now. You can decide all of those shifts have happened. They've happened. They're done. That's it. All of the internal shifts, done. All of the external shifts that the universe needs to align, done. It has happened. All right, great. So now that I've made all of these internal shifts and everything is exactly where it needs to be in order for me to get to that next level or be at that next level, what am I doing differently? What am I believing now? What am I thinking now? Great, great. That's, and you can do this in advance too. Like, what does future me think? What does future me believe? Perfect. I'm going to start believing that now. Like, waiting to believe those things? What are you waiting for? Just believe them now. Just believe them now. Oh, it's hard to believe those things because of this, this, this. Well, okay, then if that's what your answer is to that, then don't fucking believe them and wait. And if that feels good to you to wait, then wait. And you'll be waiting for a really fucking long time. So decide now that all of the shifts have happened. All of that next level you, all of those shifts that have happened. And then move forward from there. Because if you want to start showing up and standing out and being a leader, like you can't wait for things to come to you to prove that you're a leader. You have to decide right now that you are a leader, and you have to decide right now that everyone else thinks of you as a leader. It's expected. It is an expectation. And this was one of the biggest shifts for me that I needed to make. And I know a lot of this stuff, like, I didn't know that those shifts were shifts I needed to make until it was brought to my attention, till it was brought to my conscious attention. And this is where like mentors and coaches and stuff comes in really, really handy, because it was someone else who pointed out to me that those were the shifts that I needed to make. I needed to see myself as a leader. I needed to decide that I was a leader. I needed to expect that everyone else around me saw me as a leader. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You get to decide you're a leader, and then the world will shift around that. Because when you decide that you are a leader, you start showing up as a leader. And when you do that, naturally other people see you as a leader. So take the first step. Decide you are a leader. Decide you are that person that is you at your next level. Decide all of the shifts have happened internally and externally, and then start showing up. Start doing the things. And when you get to this point, I know there are fears and people are like, I'm scared of this, I'm scared of this, I'm scared of this. Well, decide that's different. Decide you're not scared of it. Decide it doesn't fucking matter, because if there are other people out there doing those things, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, they're not dead, right? They're actually successful. They are doing the opposite of what you fear will happen. If you have fear about something, the fear is coming from a place that your ego is saying, if you do this thing, it's outside of your comfort zone. It might be unsafe. You might get expelled from the tribe and then you might die. That is like, you know, you're not consciously thinking those thoughts, but this is the human condition. This is like what our brains are trained to do or evolved to do. This is how we became humans. But when you see other people doing those things and they're not dead, that is like complete 100% proof that that's not going to happen. So if you see other people being successful and being the leader and showing up, you know, it's possible. People don't die from doing that. So then fucking do it if that's what you desire to do. If that's not what you want to do, then don't. If it's getting a new job, if it's getting a relationship, if it's whatever, and you're like, oh, I'll do it when this happens, or like, I need this and this time, and I need more time to feel good about it. Like, fuck that shit. We don't wait for stuff to come to us. We make the shifts so they come now. They come now, okay? I think I blacked out for like fucking 15 minutes just there, you guys. I hope you guys got something out of that, because I sure did, let me tell you. And honestly, a lot of the times when I go on rants like this, it comes from I don't know where. Like literally, I sat down at my computer right now and I was like, okay, I know that the title of what I want to talk about, but I don't actually know the content exactly. but I'm going to trust that it will come. And it came. So, and when I say this stuff, it's not only for you, but it's for me too, because I need to hear it. So, yeah, now let's talk about affirmations and, you know, saying the shift is done, or saying I'm so grateful for the money, or I'm so grateful that I have this new job, you know, putting yourself there in advance, putting yourself there now, making the shifts. And affirmations in sense of like, I am a confident person, I am this, I can do that. I want to talk about why you're doing them wrong or why they're not working for you. And there's a couple reasons. So our beliefs are essentially affirmations, right? When you believe something, you repeat it to yourself over and over again. Dating is hard. Life is hard. People suck. I hate my job. Blah, fucking blah, okay? When we're doing this kind of stuff, these beliefs and affirmations, these beliefs are affirmations, but they're at a deep, deep subconscious level. This is our subconscious mind. So you know there's two minds, conscious and subconscious. The subconscious runs the show. It's the one that has all the beliefs, all the thoughts, everything like that. The conscious mind is the aware mind that is taking information, looking for information to prove that the subconscious mind's beliefs are true. It's kind of the rational, I don't even want to say that, the logical mind, the one, it's like, if I believe that people suck, that people are shit, that people are horrible, which used to be a belief of mine, my conscious mind, that belief that people suck is deep, deep within my subconscious mind. So then my conscious mind is always looking for proof that that is true, right? So it will make me notice shitty situations. It will put me in front of shitty people that do shitty things. If I believe that money is hard to come by, that's a belief that is held in my subconscious mind. So my conscious mind is always going to be looking for proof. Oh, this bill. Oh, this thing. I lost money. Blah, 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 right? So when we are saying affirmations, if they're not impacting at a subconscious level, this is like one of the issues. If they're not impacting and getting in at a subconscious level, it's going to be hard to believe them because your conscious mind will come in and say, that's not true. If I say I'm really, really confident, because this is like if that were something that I needed to do, if I was like, I need to increase my confidence, okay, I'm really, really confident, the conscious mind could come in and say, that's not true. No, you're not. Right? So we need to ingrain these things at a deeper level. Now, I'll give you some tips on how to do this, but you're going to have to find what works for you best. So the best and most effective way of doing this is hypnosis. And I think I've talked about my experience with hypnosis before, but as a refresher for those who don't know, my first hypnosis session ever was more than 10 years ago. It probably would have been 11 or 12 years ago. And I had 3 sessions. My dad paid for them. Thanks, Dad. Because I was terrified of flying. I'm not really sure what triggered that fear. I can't recall the exact experience. I don't think I'd even been on planes a whole lot in my life. So it must have been a movie or a story or something. But even the thought of buying a ticket to get on a plane was terrifying for me. And this was back in the day when you couldn't really buy tickets online. You had to go to the travel agent. So I remember I was at the mall sitting on a bench outside the travel agent like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like, I cannot buy this ticket. I cannot buy this ticket. So I had 3 sessions for fear of flying. Did I even mention that? I don't know. Fear of flying. Now I love being on planes, and it was a gradual process because at first it got easier straight away, a little easier, but then because I had these new beliefs that were installed at a subconscious level, the more time goes by, the stronger that belief gets because I'm affirming that new belief and that new thought pattern. So we installed a new thought pattern. Actually, the person who did it recorded it on tape cassette, but they're probably gone by now. But what we do is install new thought patterns. So he was just like, took me on a plane in the hypnosis session and walked me through. And he's like, you're feeling really calm. Everything is really great. Even if there's turbulence, blah, blah, blah. You're feeling really calm because you know everything's going to be okay. Like whatever he said. So this is how we install new beliefs at a deep subconscious level with hypnosis. Is like super, super awesome. We can do it in 20 minutes and you can come for multiple sessions. I recommend a couple of sessions just to cover all bases and get you confident with it. But like you don't have to, you can do whatever you're comfortable with. But yeah, so definitely if that's something that you're interested in, go and download the free hypnosis that I have, because that'll give you a nice foot in the door. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. You dip your toes in there to see what it's actually like, because it's super easy. It's literally just a deep, deep state of relaxation. It's so awesome. But that's the best way that I have to install new beliefs and really get you believing those affirmations, because we bypass the conscious mind. We make it go somewhere else. Literally, we task it with something else. So it's like switches off. And we put those new good beliefs in there for you. The next one is, the next easiest way is to start small. So instead of just saying, I feel confident, you can say, wouldn't it be nice to feel more confident? Or it would be great if I felt more confident. Or soon I'm going to feel really confident. Or I'm really excited to feel really confident. And be specific about what you want to feel confident about. Talking in front of people or whatever. Or if it's like dating, relationships, and you have a belief now that dating is hard, well, then you can just say, wouldn't it be nice if dating felt easy? So it's important here when you're saying affirmations that you're not including any negative stuff. So it always has to be future focused and toward motivated. So we're focusing on the future and what we want to go towards, not what we don't want, because the subconscious mind doesn't process negatives. So if you're saying, wouldn't it be nice if dating wasn't hard? Your subconscious mind doesn't process that wasn't. It just processes dating hard. Okay, so we need to say, wouldn't it be nice if dating was really, really easy? Or I'm so excited for dating to feel really, really fun. Anything like that, right? Future focused and toward motivated. So start small. I know there are a lot of different terms for this, like thought ladder, something else, I don't know. But you can start small and then move to the next best thing, the next best thought that would feel good, the next best affirmation, right? The next step up. So that's really going to be helpful for you. Let me know how you go with those two things. And if you have any questions about them, I am absolutely ready to hear them. What else? There was one more thing that I wanted to chat about today. Let me see what I had. Oh, yes. So I have a new manifestation experiment that I'm doing that I want to share with you guys and get you all to do along with me. So episode 21, I told you guys about my manifestation experiment with a lot of people have blue hair. I decided that I was just going to experiment with the universe, with my mind, and install a new belief that a lot of people have blue hair. So you can go back and listen to that episode for all of the details and like get information on how you can do it too. And I'll just kind of go over it again briefly here. So anyway, I decided a lot of people have blue hair, and then that belief like started coming true. It started really small. I started seeing people with purple hair. Like the next day I saw two people with purple hair walk past me in the gym. Now it is at the point where I see people with blue hair all the fucking time. Like in the most randomest, weirdest ways. Like I'll go on Instagram, someone will have liked one of my posts, and then I'll just be like, who's this person? I'm gonna go and find them. So I go into their profile and like they have blue hair, or they've posted a picture with someone And then I find that, and then I go into their profile and they have blue hair. Like, I don't do that all the time, by the way. I'm not an Instagram scroller. So that makes it even more weird because I'm not an Instagram scroller. And then when I have those desires, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to like click here and click here and click here. Wild. And in even in Mexico, when I was in Mexico a couple of weeks ago, I saw so many people with blue hair, so many people. And I was like, how is this happening? But yeah, so my new experiment that I'm doing and that you guys should really do too is I have decided I'm a lucky person. And that is my new belief, that I'm a lucky person. And whatever that means, whatever lucky means to me, doesn't mean that I don't like do work. It doesn't mean like I think I'm lucky in terms of like shit just gets handed to me and like I never have to, you know, do anything. Not that kind of lucky. Like, I know for me what lucky means and what kind of lucky I want to be. So you can decide what kind of lucky you want to be and what that means for you. But I've just decided I'm a lucky person. Like, I'm a lucky person. And I've only been doing this for a couple of days now, but I'm already noticing my, I don't want to say, kind of lucky, actually. Yeah, like being asked to do things or having people think of me and put me forward for things that, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. I have no idea why you chose me specifically, like why I was the one that you chose. Obviously, like I know I'm fucking awesome, but out of a whole pool of people, like why did you choose me? And not that that means I'm lucky so much, but I don't know. You can decide whatever lucky means to you, but I'm a lucky person. I am a lucky person. So the way that I'm going to be installing this new belief for me is, well, I decided it happened in all time, space, and dimension during meditation. So that's what I really like to do. I'll get into my meditation and I will feel into being a lucky person. And I will just be like, I'm a lucky person. And I will just draw on the energy. And I don't know how else to explain this. And it might, okay, Pearl is really snoring right now. Do you mind? Hello? Well, she does is sleep all day. Anyway, now I've lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, meditation. And I just draw in the energy and I just like, I just believe it. And I feel into what it would feel like if I were a lucky person. And I would probably feel really excited and really happy. So I just bring on those feelings and emotions now. You can tap into any feeling that you want at any point in time. Like you can. So I've explained this a bunch of times. So I'm going to explain it one more time. Well, probably not one more time. But so the way that you tap into the energy of feeling a different emotion or whatever, even when that kind of normal trigger isn't there for you, is easy and it is possible. I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'm just going to show you or explain to you that it is possible. So you know when maybe you've had an argument or a fight with someone in the past and you think about that argument again and all of those angry feelings, low vibe stuff starts to come back in that exact moment. That is how it works, tapping into the energy of something that you're not experiencing in that exact moment. So it is possible. So knowing that, then you can go into your meditation and instead of saying it doesn't work, you know it works. I've just told you that it works and given you an example of exactly how it works. Also, like sex, when you, oh, that was my perfect timing. Playtime, ball, and entertainment. Oh, cool. Yeah, when you think about sex, most people get excited even when they're not having the sex, even just thinking about it, right? So it's the same thing, tapping into the energy of something that's not happening right now. You can bring those feelings into you. So you can do the same thing in your meditation. You can bring the feelings of being lucky in. You can bring the feelings of being excited in. You can bring the feelings of being that next level person into you right now. So that is how I do it. I get into my meditation. I feel into what it would be like to feel to be a lucky person, and then I decide that it's already done. So all of the shifts that need to happen internally have happened in all time, space, and dimension. And that's how I do it. So that is pretty much it, because we are lucky people, and I'm excited to hear your stories on being a lucky person and how you're manifesting being lucky. I'm going to leave you here for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. Be sure to send me a message and let me know. And if you think that there's someone that will benefit from hearing anything in this episode, don't forget to share it with them. And I would also absolutely love it if you were able to leave me a review on iTunes. It's super helpful for the algorithm and getting the podcast in front of a lot of other people that need to hear this kind of stuff. So definitely hop in, leave me a review, screenshot the review and send it through to me, and I'll give you a shout out because you know what? I love you guys. So I seriously, one day we have to do this in person, or we need to figure out how to do this kind of thing where you guys can be in front of me. Like, I know I spoke about a little while ago of getting some of you guys on the podcast. That seems to have been maybe a bit too beyond what you guys want right now, which is totally fine, but I'm not giving up on it. I won't give up on it. So I love you and thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you in the next one.